With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Russia's proposed short ceasefire with Ukraine has President Zelensky very concerned. Correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he wants more details about the May 9th ceasefire Russian President Vladimir Putin proposed to President Donald Trump over the phone on Wednesday. The break in attacks would coincide with Russia's Victory Day. Zelensky says he wants to know whether the short-term ceasefire would be a few hours of security for a parade in Moscow or something more. And Ukraine is proposing a longer-term ceasefire. Meanwhile, Russia launched overnight attacks in a central Ukrainian city, as well as in the southern port city of Odessa. And Ukraine continued striking industrial facilities inside Russia for a second day in a row. I'm Donna Warder.
War Secretary Pete Hegseth butting heads with senators as they battle over the war in Iran. Hegseth says the Democrat lawmakers are just plain wrong for saying that Iran is winning. The House has given a green light to fund the Department of Homeland Security, ending a record shutdown. Here's Bernie Bennett.
After weeks of delay, the House voted Thursday to fund much of the Department of Homeland Security, but not its immigration enforcement operations, and sent the bipartisan package to President Donald Trump to sign, ending the longest agency shutdown in history. The White House had warned that the temporary funding that President Trump had used to pay Transportation Security Administration and other agency personnel would soon run out, and that sparked new threats of airport disruptions. DHS has been without routine funding since February 14th, causing hardship for workers, though much of Mr. Trump's immigration agenda that is central to the dispute is being funded separately. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
And it was a long time out. This is SRN News. Well, the church has a crime problem, of all things. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
According to a study by Lifeway Research, $70 billion is lost every year to theft and embezzlement within congregations around the world. That's lost money that could have gone to spreading the gospel, helping the poor, and a lot of other good things. America has not been spared. Lifeway reports that according to their research, quote, one in 13 U.S. Protestant pastors say somebody has embezzled funds from their congregation. Michael Harrington reporting.
LGBT activists targeting the National Hockey League. They're pressuring Commissioner Gary Bettman to do more to promote the gay agenda despite a recent rebellion by players over the issue. Bettman has tried to reduce the pressure, but his effort to get every NHL team to celebrate a gay pride night has backfired. Pro hockey players just don't want any part of it. This is SRN News. Last day of April was seen as a record finish. Seth Sutel has the story.
Stocks rose to more records on Wall Street as profits keep piling up for big U.S. companies. The S&P 500 rallied 1% Thursday. The Dow jumped 760 points. That's about 1.6%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.9%. Alphabet rose 10%. The owner of Google and YouTube reported profit for the start of the year that blew past analysts' expectations. Brent crude wound up little changed after a volatile day. The international benchmark for oil prices is still far higher than it was when the war with Iran began. Seth Sutel, New York.
Amtrak considering allowing people to store guns in lockboxes on most trains, which critics say would weaken security measures than instead of strengthening in light of the recent shootings and violence. More details, srnnews.com.